Now we're going to talk about Agartha.
I feel like this is like the side of the internet that you
and I'm
are much
so
more
happy
interested
that,
in
that
than
you
TikTok.
And the producers are finally letting me talk about Agartha. It's exactly the kind of like weird rabbit hole that I love on the internet.
And the reason we're talking about it is because of this image we mentioned at the beginning, right? This
right.
Donald Trump with these long blonde haired characters.
Yeah. So in this
which
image,
appears to be AI generated, at least definitely the one that's on the lawn of the White House.
It's almost certainly AI generated. And it's gone hugely viral. It's been viewed 60 million times at the time of recording, and lots of right-wing influencers have said that these three beings are Agarthans. I've even heard people say, like, this image has set the left back. By showing Trump with delegates from Agartha, it sort of proves all sorts of right-wing ethno-nationalist conspiracy theories. So, what is Agartha? Come with me, child, and I shall tell you. So,
down the Cheyenne rabbit hole.
Yeah. First of all, what you need to know is there are, for a while, and this was bigger a few years ago, but it's coming back, hundreds of thousands of videos on TikTok that all display this mythical realm of Agartha. They're hugely popular amongst young people. In the classic Agartha video, it always has the drum and bass remix of Down Under by Men at Work. And it takes you underneath, usually the Antarctic, where there's this underground hidden utopia realm ruled over by a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, reincarnated Charlie Kirk. And to get in, you have to drink a white monster energy drink, at which time a figure with an oversized head called Jacob lets you into Agartha. Sometimes Trump's there, sometimes Epstein's there, sometimes Jacob is depicted as
P. Diddy. Do they like Epstein being there? There's so many things. I have so many questions.
There's lots of questions. The main thing, though, is, like, you can imagine, given all that, like, what all these parents and teachers are thinking. They're like, what the hell is going on? Why is my son sharing
these videos? It sounds like a
video
game or something, but with, like, very extreme political...
Yeah, so there are political undertones, and there's a reason that there were, like, oftentimes there will be subliminal Nazi occult messages, like the Sonnengrad, the Nazi black sun will flash for a second. And look, most people sharing this, they're sharing because it's funny and weird, right? But they don't realize that they may also be sharing Nazi occult ideology, which we can get into. But the, like, a lot of the tone of these videos, it's a discussion of who gets into Agartha and who doesn't.
Is this something that has become more popular with the advent of TikTok? Like, post Charlie Kirk being assassinated? Like, when did it sort of blow up?
I mean, Charlie Kirk didn't appear in the early Agartha videos. He kind of came later. But it all comes back to the Nazis, really the OG conspiracy theorists in many ways. Some Nazis, especially Heinrich Himmler, believed that the Aryans were actually like a kind of divine race that may have come from some kind of mythical realm. And there's lots of different theories around this, but a lot of these theories center around this idea that the earth is hollow, okay? And that, like, if you travel down the right kind of secret door in like Tokyo subway or in some random temple in Asia, you'll uncover the hollow earth and you will see, you will eventually land upon the mythical realm of Agartha, which is also known as Hyperborea. There's also a variation of this myth that Hitler never died. He actually just traveled to Antarctica and, like, lives
in
this underground civilization and is building a spaceship. So some neo-Nazis actually believe this. A lot of people just find it funny and interesting.
It's almost like a sort of fucked up fairy tale, for want of a better
word. Yeah, no, it's like a kind of racist fairy tale.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a racist fairy tale that the head of the SS kind of helped
to
spread.
In some ways, I see parallels between this and when we see, you know, when we've spoken about it before, like when people see AI generated content and it's kind of like, it doesn't matter whether they believe it's real or not. It's just that it further cements a view that they hold. It feels like myths like this do the same thing or serve the same purpose, which is ultimately, although a lot of people won't actually believe that there are people in these kind of weird underground empires or what have you, it cements in their head the racist idea that white people are a superior race in some way.
Yeah, exactly. And again, most people sharing this just think it's funny and weird, and they like the, like, white monster energy drink that you have to drink to get in, and they probably may not even notice the
monster
the
know that this
symbolism.
Like, the monster realized that this is what's happened to the white monster drink.
It's a bit like IKEA and the Punch the Monkey.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't know,
like,
if you
accidental advertising.
I'm
for
not
them.
Sure if you done
more problematic.
More problematic than Punch the Monkey. Yeah,
yeah. So they probably think it's a joke. Most people are sharing it, but there is a lot of, like, Nazi symbolism in them. So, for example, I mentioned the black sun, the Sonnengrad, and that demonstrates that at least the originators of these videos would have had like significant knowledge of esoteric Nazism.
There's something quite telling about that, because it's this idea that in order to participate in either the creation or consumption of this content, you've basically got to kind of know this secret code that you've learnt in some way, which is also the very nature of the Agarthan community, right? That they are somehow like superior, and it's almost like makes you a part of it to be able
to understand their code. Yeah, there's an aspirational, like hidden society element of it. And there's a sense in which is what people might call aesthetic camouflage. So it takes a dangerous neo-Nazi myth and dresses it up in a more palatable kind of sci-fi, funny mythology.
Yeah.
You know, this is arguably Dog Whistle as well, because in a lot of these videos, the number 271 appears in the background, which is a code for Holocaust denial, because it represents this false theory that only 271,000 Jews died in the Holocaust. They also often
Which is like a really extreme and offensive conspiracy theory. Like,
but the people sharing this don't know
that.
And like raw milk is also used in a lot of these videos, and raw milk is weirdly a symbol for white nationalism as well on the internet. So white nationalist symbolism is making it into a very popular TikTok trend.
And what's interesting when we talk about who's sharing this stuff, I mean, if we focus on these images of Donald Trump with these characters, I mean, a lot of the accounts are ones that essentially don't like Donald Trump very much and therefore were resharing this. So Democrats were resharing this stuff. And then you've also got what you would consider the kind of section of the Make America Great Again community on social media who lean into alt-right ideas and understand some of this terminology and also share this stuff.
And
that's a very niche bit of MAGA.
Is a big part of MAGA, because a lot of MAGA works on this kind of idea of weaponized irony, right? Where people are sharing this stuff because it's funny. It is kind of funny in a way. And if you criticize it from too worthy of a perspective because it offends your anti-Nazi
sensibility, then you haven't understood it.
Well, yeah, you've had to understand. And also, you've just made a fool of yourself for getting offended by a man drinking a white Monster energy drink in front of a reincarnated Charlie Kirk to the tune of a drum and bass remix of Down Under by Men at Work. So it's like you look like an idiot for criticizing that. So you can't criticize it without seeming like a fool.
And
if you share it, you can pretend that you're sharing it because it's funny. And it's the same thing with Pepe the Frog. Semi-Nazi, semi-funny symbol. You could argue a lot of Trump's presidential campaign was hiding behind this ironic barrier where if you criticize it, you kind of look like a loser.
Well, it's the devoted followers, right? It's like the people who are super, super like over-interneted, who know all of these codes. They know all of the... And so they kind of know the meaning of what they're sharing, but they also share it in a troll-like way. Mm. To some extent. And I noticed actually, I found a Reddit thread where there were basically people encouraging people to make these Agartha edits in a way that seemed to be like trolling, essentially.
See,
like
that's really interesting, is where's all this stuff coming? Because I did some digging, and before there was a trend called Hyperborea, which is similar style videos, also lots of Nazi symbolism. And now if you search Hyperborea, TikTok has removed that hashtag, and it just gives you a notice that says, we encourage you to verify the facts and trust credible sources when seeking information about the Holocaust and its legacy, and takes you to like a UN resource on the Holocaust, but they haven't removed this one. So that you can't search Hyperborea, but you can search Agartha. And in terms of some of the real world consequences, in November, a teenager set off bombs inside a mosque at a high school in Jakarta. 96 people were injured. He was carrying a toy gun with neo-Nazi references written all over it, including the words "for Agartha." So it's unclear whether like Agartha and these memes influenced him to do this, but he definitely was swimming within that soup and was aware of that symbolism.
And that's what I think is so notable about when people find themselves involved in or entrenched in, like obviously lots of people who are involved in this kind of dialogue online will never act on it, but some might. I mean, I've spoken about this before, but the kind of like radicalization by algorithm point, like how do you find yourself in these spaces? Because they're quite hard to seek out in some ways. Like you wouldn't know what to search for unless you were then served up videos that show this kind of world. And then you're like, oh, now I know this kind of secret language and I feel powerful and important.
Exactly. And it is arguably neo-Nazi ideology and ethno-nationalism being repackaged into kind of a palatable comic Trojan horse and spread to like every teenager around the world. And also the far right have kind of clung to it. If you listen to this quote from Martin Selner, a prominent far right figure in European politics, he said that Agartha memes represent a metaphysical homeland for a lost generation of isolated, disenfranchised white boys. And it's a place without immigrants, without white guilt, a white Wakanda that symbolizes destiny and ancestral ties. So some in the far right do see it as a white Wakanda, as an ethno-nationalist mythological realm, but most teenagers are sharing because it's funny, which is a weird place to be in.
Yeah, and I think that also comes back to something that we've chatted about loads when we've tracked down and spoken to people who make content on social media, particularly younger people, is this kind of... they will frame it like they are political nihilists, like all they care about is absurdity and kind of satire and humor, and that it's not actually about any of the political ideology that happens to be baked into the content they're sharing. So it's almost like they are extremely political, but they somehow believe that they aren't, that they're actually just like taking the mick out of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily what's happening.
But also, nihilism and indifference about neo-Nazi occult ideology is also a problem, right? But okay, to go back to the original post, is Donald Trump meeting with representatives of Agartha? Well, the far right have shared it and believe that he is in many cases. But actually, the first post of this that went viral was done by an account called John Stewart, not the famous satirist. He's actually a ufologist. And he posted it saying this was posted and then deleted, which people took to mean that Donald Trump had posted it and then deleted it. That's not what happened. It was posted to Reddit and then deleted off Reddit. But you can't blame them for thinking that Donald Trump would have posted this, because on May 17th, he did post an AI-generated image of himself flanked by security whilst walking alongside a giant alien.
Okay, I've had quite a few DMs this week from people asking about the social media ban, inverted commas, or restrictions for teenagers under 16s. What does that mean? And it was actually something that we got quite stuck into last week when we were also chatting about issues around the designs of the social media platforms more generally. And it is well worth going and having a listen to that.
And also our episode with Taylor Lorenz, the journalist who's very critical of these social media bans.
Because that's a quite sort of different perspective to the ones you will probably be hearing about.
But we're going to keep following this story and seeing how it pans out, whether it's going to work.
Whether it impacts the accountability for the social media companies or not.
Exactly. I think the sense that I'm getting from people in the Labour Party is you had your chance, social media companies, so we had to do this.
And I guess the counter argument is, does this now mean that everyone's like, oh, great, because kids and teenagers, we've dealt with that now. Yeah. We're not going to actually deal with any of the design flaws or other problems on our social media platforms where algorithms favour rage, for example, which actually ultimately affect everyone, including kids and teenagers.
Well, exactly. I mean, arguably the majority of harm from social media comes through adults.
If you're an adult.
if you've been seeing the Agartha stuff, or maybe...
or someone you know has.
Someone you know, maybe your child is...
or your friend, or
sharing
and they've
videos
this.
Of Agartha and it's freaking you out, please get in touch. Or if you want to get in touch with any other story,
you love
please
BookTok
do.
Or hate
exactly.
BookTok.
You can reach us on WhatsApp at +44 330 123 9480 or on email at topcomment@bbc.co.uk.